إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about the issue, the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the mind, and one of the aspects of the mind is the issue, is the aspect of memory. And I divided that into three, which is the past, the present and the future. So memory, current and imagination, these are the three parts of this. And yesterday we spoke about the issue of the past, of history, and what happens with respect to our memory of the past. Today I want to talk to you about another matter, which is the future, and tomorrow we'll inshallah, bismillahi ta'ala, we'll talk about the present and why that is important. The future, if you look at two aspects of our lives, and today they seem to be matters of the greatest concern for practically everybody. One is the issue of depression, and the second one is the issue of stress or worry. Depression deals with the past, stress and worry deals with the future. And if you look at it, both of these are about things that don't exist. The past by definition is gone, and the future by definition hasn't come yet. And also, as we know, not only has the future not come, but there is no guarantee that it will come. Meaning, in relation to ourselves, I mean, the world will still be there, but whether what I am anticipating, whether that will actually happen, or even if it happens, whether I will be there to see that, is anybody's guess. There is no guarantee of that at all. And if anyone is looking for a guarantee, then that's absolute foolishness. But the peculiarity of life is such that today, guaranteeing a future over which you have no control is a multi-million dollar business called Feng Shui, called Vastu, called all kinds of things, astrology. What is that? They are trying to guarantee for you a future over which they themselves have no control. So the Vastu fellow tells you, shut down this door and open a door in the back, or you know, move the bathroom from this part of the house to that part of the house, because you will get this, you will get that. Has he any control over that? Nothing. The man who is saying that has zero control over the outcomes that he is promising. Yet, not one, not two, but millions of people fall into this trap, which is open shirk. Apart from anything else, first of all, that is open shirk. To believe in any of this superstitious nonsense is complete and total shirk, because you are ascribing to something, whether it's a concept, whether it's a human being, whether it's a non-human agency, you are ascribing to that thing something which is the purview of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, which is ilmul ghaib, knowledge of the unperceivable, and qadar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your future as it is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one in the world, alive or dead, who can have any control over that whatsoever. And there is no concept, there is no theory in the world which has any control over this, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. This is the essence and meaning of Tawheed. This is the essence and meaning of Iman bil Ghaib. And those who want to indulge in this superstitious shirk and of things like Feng Shui and Vastu and tarot card reading, and there are any number of them, are only indulging in something which is shirk. And if you die with that belief, then you have died as a mushrik, as simple as that. Yet people do it. I mean, not one or two, but this is a... And then they make all kinds of, excuses and ta'wilat to try to justify it. Now, all of this is because of our tendency to live in the future. Now, imaginary, like we said yesterday, with the past, two possible scenarios. One is a scenario of a rose-tinted past, which is sanitized from all negative things, sanitized from all the mistakes which we actually made. So it makes our past look like some absolute, you know, picture of perfection. Or we live in a past which is so focused on negatives that it simply drags you down. Both of them are wrong. Our past, like anybody's past, has good in it, and it has some things which were not good in the in terms of, you know, whatever happened. They were painful, but they were not good. They were actually also good, because these are opportunities for us to learn lessons. So similarly, in the future we tend to do two things. One is an overconfident view of the future which borders on fantasy, or which is literally living in fantasy, where we say, oh, this is going to happen and that's going to happen and all these wonderful things will happen, and, you know, the earth will be paved with gold and the sun will never set or something. So that is usually, this is the kind of spiel that politicians try to sell you before elections. But the amazing thing is, we are laughing at it, but the amazing thing is the number of people who believe this rubbish. Achhe din aayenge. Achhe din aaye. Sawaal hai kiske liye aaye. That is the whole issue. It's not, the man was not lying when he said achhe din aayenge. He was speaking the truth. The problem is, you thought it applies to you and I thought it applies to me. It doesn't apply to you or me. It applies to somebody else. And for that somebody, achhe din to aaye. Ambanis and Adanis and Advanis. So for them it came. So the point is that this is one way of looking at the future. The other way of looking at the future is to look at a completely dismal and dead future, to say that, you know, the world is already on the way to destruction, and humanity is already on the way to annihilation, and the oceans have been poisoned beyond you know, return, and the ozone layer is gone, and so on and so on and so on. And I get many emails on a daily basis from various well-meaning people assuring me that this world is finished. There's nothing we can do about it. So this is the other side of looking at the future. Now, Islam, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you know that tomorrow is going to be the day of judgment, he said, plant a tree today. Now, think about that. He said, even if you know for certain, absolutely 100% certain, tomorrow Yawm al-Qiyamah will be established. You know this for certain. Even if that is the case, even if you know this for certain, he said, plant a tree today. So we'll come to that, inshallah, tomorrow, about what is the meaning of this plant a tree today and so on. But I'm saying, think about this and say that, look at this peculiar situation that we have put ourselves in, where one of the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good mind, a mind which is active, which has a good memory, as well as it has a good imagination. Right? So what can we do with this mind? Instead of converting this mind into a curse for ourselves, the good memory becomes a burden, the good imagination becomes a burden, and you are living a life which has no happiness in it. You know, which is full of sadness. Now, that is the key thing to understand, that if we live, instead of living in the past and living in the future, if we live in the present, what are the benefits? And inshallah, we'll look at that tomorrow. But for today, like I said yesterday, the exercise that I give myself and you is, as far as the past is concerned, is to take a realistic, clear look at our own past. Let us do that, and let us say, what are the lessons that I learned from my own past? What are the actions that I did which are good, alhamdulillah, so I should continue? What are the actions that I did which are not good, and therefore for the future I should not do those things, I should stop them? And what are the actions that I did not do but I should have done, so therefore let me start doing them from now? Not simply sitting and regretting and, you know, saying, oh my God, I wish I had started this. You wish you had started this 20 years ago, but even today you are not starting it. So what is the point? I mean, it's like the Chinese quote, the best time to do something was 20 years ago, the next best time is now. So it is very important to say, let us do. What happened has happened. And today what can we do? Let us do that. So that's as far as the past is concerned. In the future, for the future also, I would say, let us do an exercise and look at our view of the future, and say that whatever that view is, first and foremost, to understand that this view that we have, I'm not saying we should not have a view. We must have a view of the future. We must do scenario planning. We must, you know, do strategic planning, strategic analysis, and therefore you need to forecast, not foresee. You can't foresee, but you can forecast. And the difference between foreseeing and forecasting is forecasting, you know it is imaginary, but you are saying that if these conditions happen, this is how we will prepare for it. This is a sensible way of living life. One must forecast and one must have plans going ahead. Foreseeing or trying to foresee is nonsense, because we don't have that ability. Allah didn't give it to us. Allah is not going to give it to us, so forget about it. But forecasting, yes, forecast for the future. What are the potential hazards and the potential benefits, and how can you and I take advantage of that? This is a good thing to do, and one must do that. So let's try to do these two things, and inshallah, bismillah ta'ala, tomorrow we will talk about the present, which is the only, really the only thing which matters, because that is where we are. We are here and now, and if we can deal with the here and now, then it takes care both of the past as well as the future, inshallah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.